Blackstone Publishing presents Michaelmas by Algis Budrys. This book is read by Grover Gardner. To Sidney Coleman, my friend and this book's friend. 1. When he was as lonely as he was tonight, Laurent Michaelmas would consider himself in a dangerous mood. He would try to pry himself out of it. He'd punch through the adventure channels and watch the holograms cavort in his apartment, noting how careful directors had seen to it there was plenty of action but room as well for the viewer. At times like this, however, perhaps he did not want to be so carefully eased out of the way of hurtling projectiles or sociopathic characters. He would switch to the news channels. He'd study the techniques of competitors he thought he had something to learn from. He'd note the names of good directors and camera operators. So he'd find himself storing up a reserve of compliments for his professional acquaintances when next he saw them, and that, too, wasn't what he needed now. After that, he would try the instructional media, the good classic dramas and opera, documentaries, teaching aids. But the dramas were all memorized in his head already, and he had all the news and most of the documentary data. If there was something he needed to know, Domino could always tell him quickly. It would pall. When it did, as it had tonight, he would become restless. He would not let himself go to the romance channels. That was not for him. He would instead admit that it was simply time again for him to be this way, and that from time to time it would always be this way. With his eyes closed, he sat at the small antique desk in the corner and remembered what he had written many years ago. Your eyes, encompassed full with love, play shining changes like the dance of clouds, and I would have the summer rain of you in my eyes through the dappled sunlight of our lives. He put his head down on his arms for a moment. But he was Laurent Michaelmas. He was a large-eyed man, his round, nearly hairless head founded on a short, broad jaw. His torso was thick and powerful, equipped with dexterous limbs and precisely acting hands and feet. In his public persona, he looked out at the world like an honest child of great capability. Had his lips turned down, the massive curve of his glistening scalp and the configuration of his jaw would have made him resemble a snapping turtle. But no...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?